Hello, I'm Christopher Ian Chenoweth of PositiveChristianity.org. This is the prayer for total forgiveness. Dear God, I come to you today to go above my human mind, to go above my past feelings, to go above my resentments, my dislikes, and my hates. I pray that you will take away all hurt, and I pray that I can be totally cleansed within and throughout with your infinite love. I ask for a higher mind to come through my mind. I ask that I have the mind of Jesus Christ, and that I am able to completely forgive. I am not confined to the boundaries of my human mind. For now I consent, in this moment, for a divine intervention in and through my life. I realize that I have been holding on too long to poisons and hurts that have hurt and poisoned me. And I release these now. In my free will, I say, I let go. And I let God. I realize that forgiveness is a complete jail and that I am in prison. And I am the one that I have held in bondage. I no longer choose to do this. And I release and I let go. The truth of all being is love for all, blessing for all, and forgiveness for all. The Christ within each one of us is utterly devoid of jealousy, hatred, suspicion, and criticism. Retaliation and revenge are no part of God's plan and purpose, which is love's infinite forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, was the Master's positive affirmation for healing persecution. Forgiveness is the key to my life and the key to my happiness. Resenting anything or anybody fills my system with poison, cuts off my supply, and blocks my real progress. Resentment restricts, and love releases. I pray, God, that I am infilled with your love. I pray that I have a divine intervention in my life. I pray that my mind is infilled with your love, that every memory in my mind has at the nucleus your infinite love, and that every part of my body is filled with love. I pray that I have never experienced anything like this before in my life. I give myself so totally and completely to you, and I know that as I do, that you give yourself to me totally and completely. Love is the fulfilling of the law, and love is power, and it is my power that restores the years that the locust hath eaten. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that with your help, God, there is no resentment in me. I decree that I am free from all hate, argument, and self-justification. In this hour, I decree that this is happening in and through me, that this is a spiritual happening, a spiritual experience, and I am ready, I am willing to experience it. In this hour, the power of God's all-merciful love wipes out old memories, hurtful memories, I know that this thing can never hurt or harm me again. I realize that the only power anything has is the good that it does. And with joy and with love, I loose all vindictiveness into God's great radiancy, and I love. God eliminates this memory once and for all. I shall never live in the hell of hatred again. The mind of my being has no memory for error, and I shall never remember anything about that is false. The old things are passed away. All things are made new, and I thank God for that. In Ezekiel 36, verse 26, it states, "A new heart I will give you, a new spirit I will put within you. I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Dear God, we ask right now that the heart of stone is removed. We ask for a heart that is vibrant and filled with love. We ask that all of the crusty shield around us that has been self-protection is removed. I pray that I forgive myself. I pray that my trespasses are forgiven, as I forgive those who trespass against me. I do not hate anyone. Forgiveness begins with me, and I forgive with my total being, not just with my lips. I go through a process that is truly divine, and I forgive with my whole heart. I forgive all the old hurts. I no longer can talk about old hurts. I no longer recall old hurts. I forget. I forgive with such complete abandon that I never recall the incident again, and therefore the incident does not hurt me. In this moment and in this time, I agree, God, not to drag old and unhappy memories around with me any longer. They're nothing but millstones of misery around my neck. Old grudges and hatred strangle prosperity and progress. How good it is and how good it's going to feel to forgive and forget. Wisely, I understand that, God, you hold no penalty or punishment in store for me or anyone else. And I entertain no inward sense of guilt, shame, or condemnation about myself or about another. Gladly and gratefully, I forgive myself as I would another. And I use your divine eraser to erase the memory. I have no mind but God. I have no memory but God. I have no life but God. And life has no memory but love. I have no love but God's love. And God's love is complete and total in and through me. I forgive the whole world, and the whole world forgives me. And joy wells up inside of me as I consent to this activity of God happening in and through me. How grateful I am that I can forgive, that I can release and forget. Matthew 6:14, "And if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." I decree in Jesus Christ's name joyously that I love all people, not some of the people some of the time, or most of the people most of the time, but all people all the time. There is a divine love in and through me that is total. It causes me to be friendly in character and disposition, flexible and natural, poised and happy in the company of others. There is no hidden resentment and no hidden anger in me. God, you are my friend, and I am the friend of all of humankind. I go in your name and in your nature, and I find friends wherever I go. God, I pray that in all directions I will be able to send out my love without any restriction. May I enjoy life, and may others enjoy me in that life. I pray that nothing that has ever been done to me or that I have done to others will lock me forever in the prison of the past. I now am free, and I'm now able to go forth. Therefore, I open up my conscious thinking to love. I am one in love with every living creature. Divinely realizing the allness of this universal love, I am never isolated, and I will never isolate myself. I am not cut off, and I will not cut off myself. I am not forgotten, and I will not be forgotten in myself. And I'm never unfriendly. The whole world is my opportunity to love, and I am a loving creature to everything in that world. There will never be a time when I will not have sincere, devoted friends, because I love wholeheartedly. And I realize that love heals all, and therefore I love all times, my past, my present, and my future. Knowing that there is no time or space in God, and in prayer, in the language of spirit, I send forth love to all conditions of the past, and I heal all conditions of the past. I am open wide to God. The channels of my soul to being loving. And I send forth on the power of God, a power that will touch all and heal all. And though we make our bed in hell, even there shall his right hand hold us steady. I know that I am not forgotten or isolated in the sight of you, God. And in this present hour, I know that legions of divine love help me to understand the power of your divine presence. How comforting to know and to prove this with every passing hour. I know, dear God, that you give me the privilege of proving you and your love. I know that in God's love, I am never unwanted or alone. I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate me from you and your love. I am filled with the courage and strength of this love now, and this courage and strength gives me the power to forgive. No plague that has come to me in the past will harm me again. I am so grateful that forgiveness is in circulation right now. And I am so thankful that the principal ingredient in this forgiveness is love. It is the great drawing power of the universe, and as I allow the love of God to come through my heart, I forgive. And I create a loving chain of words and actions that blesses everyone in my life. It flows from me, but it flows from God first, and it blesses others, and it causes them to respond in kind. Forgiveness, as it comes through me, will never go unrewarded. It will never be without blessing and benefit. I decree in Jesus Christ's name that as I forgive, I am instantly benefited as I am cleansed from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. No cell or organ, no thought or tissue within my body is exempt from feeling this love and this release of this burden that I have carried too long. I forgive and I am forgiven. The love of God flowing in and through my mind and my heart is a catalyst for change in me and in every relationship in my life, past, present, and future. I see beyond the words spoken in haste to the love of God within every person. I look past misunderstanding to the desire and peace and harmony in every heart. And I affirm that the power of God's love will bring unity and will bring accord in every situation and circumstance. I am proud to say, inside of my soul, inside of my mind, inside of my body, that I forgive everyone and everything. I forgive and I am forgiven. Luke 6, verse 37. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. And now as you pray with me, I ask you to listen to this truth about you. You are God's radiant, loving child. Think of your heart as God's abode of love, your thoughts as God's. Love messages fill your life as God's ideas come through your mind. Your life is God's lighthouse of love. You are absolutely sure of your total, perfect wholeness, of the outworking of divine love in your life. Love makes certain the goodness of God in you, and you are certain of this, of the innate good, the likeness of God in your heart. And you feel that love is an image of God, not a lifeless image, but a living essence of the divine nature which beams full of all goodness. Love and faith are inseparable, and you have both in this moment of time. To love is to have faith. To have faith is to love that in which your faith is placed. And now, as you love, you realize that your love is not blind. You have a divine love, a penetrating eye of truth that looks straight through and beyond every imperfection to behold the goodness, the radiance, the limitless possibilities of every person. Divine love beholds the light of health and life shining through every body cell, the grace of the perfection of God being made manifest in all creation, in you as a child of God. all the harmful effects that have been to your mind and your body from holding on to hate and anger are now released and healed through a divine intervention of God love. You have wholeness and you have eternal life. The word of love to you is one of protection and provision. God's light of love is one of faith and understanding in your life. God's gift of love is one of divine heritage and power. Love shines in you with a glory of heaven as impartially as the sun. Love cannot be wasted or lost, for it is under the sponsorship of God. And all of your relationships in your life are under the sponsorship of God right now. Dear God, I give you every relationship that I have had in my entire lifetime. I ask you to heal any harm that I have done, and heal me for any harm done to me. I ask that every relationship that I have had, have, or will have, is under the sponsorship of God love. I pray that my love goes forth from me as God love. I pray that it is blessed by the grace of loving, even if love is not returned by the person upon whom it is bestowed. It flows back to the one that sends forth the love to soften the things that appear selfish and unjust, to fulfill God's perfect law and triumph over ungraciousness, loneliness, or misunderstanding. I know that love is all power. Love is not weak. Love is the greatest power in all of the universe. It is the power by which Jesus Christ healed, forgave, and taught the people. The power by which He keeps in constant touch with us through His indwelling spirit of love in our hearts. The power by which every good and every kindness is inspired and brought forth. Love makes my spirit happy today. Love creates a happy heart. Love creates a happy disposition in me and a happy countenance. The wise person laughs and loves in the very joy of living and loving. Love lifts up him or her as God intended love to do. Love inside of me, coming through me, is a valiant thing. It is unresponsive to fear. Love is courageous in its attitude and in its service, and it puts into the thing at hand an added blessing. Love gives freely, gladly, and without thought of return. And yet, dear God, I know that because of its attracting power, it draws back to me and to all who have love in their hearts the richest gifts of heaven and of earth. Jeremiah 31, verse 3. Love is faithfulness, as is evidenced by the word of God. I have loved you with an everlasting love, and therefore I have continued my faithfulness to you. May I love with an everlasting love. May I love into my past and into my present moment and into tomorrow. May I love with a love that is all-powerful, with a love that is not limited, with a love that is omnipresent and as free as it is limitless. May I love with a love that is never cruel. May I love as a love that is a vehicle of God's mercy. May I love with a love that is not base or impure. I pray that the love coming forth from me is the love of God. In every touch where I touch another person, I pray that I am able to heal through the love of God. In every word that comes forth from my mouth, I pray that every person will interpret those words as loving, for they are spoken and sent forth in the love of God. In every expression that I have on my face or in my body, I pray that in the very language of my body, I send forth an openness and a lovingness to all. I pray that this love is the cure for all the ills and the wrongs in my life, the cares and the sorrows of my life. I pray that that cure all lies in one word, and that is love. I pray that there is a new divine vitality that restores life to my life, to each and every one in my life. I pray that this love has the power to work miracles. I will it to happen in every person that has ever been in my life. May the entire situation be turned around and balanced with divine love. God, I ask you to bless my life with love. And I ask that I have the power that is endless in and through me to bless everyone in my life with love. I pray that I have a vision from my human eyes of love, that I see with my eyes and my perception wholeness, happiness, and peace, and abundance. I pray that all my personal relationships are harmonized and made pleasant by the love of God expressing itself through me. Dear God, whenever I have let anger get the best of me, whenever I have lost my cool, I pray for your warmth. I pray that I am healthier and happier than I have ever been, for I have the power to stay in control at all times and in all situations, in the control of love. I am so thankful that this day, this is the case. This day, this is the truth. It is the truth for me, and it always will be. I am immersed in God love. I am surrounded and protected by God love. Nothing can come through this wonderful protection except for love. And nothing can go forth from me except for love. And everyone that thinks of me, even those far away, knowing that there is no time or distance in prayer, they are feeling my love in this moment. They will think of me as a person that loves and a person that they love in return. I will this to be so. Thank you, God, for giving me freedom from all that that is not like you in action or in thought, in word or in deed. I am love. I am the love of God made manifest. I am a sample of the great example. In Jesus Christ's name and nature, I decree that this is so now for me. Amen and amen.